And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Friday. I will be taking your phone calls. So if you want to give me a call, we're going to put the number up on the screen in just a moment here. But thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. So I'm pretty sure you're aware that this ominous bill has been presented to Mike Johnson. And I don't even know. There's no relation between me and Mike Johnson. Let me get that out there. I'm kind of disappointed. I am disappointed with Mike Johnson right now. I'm highly disappointed with him because he agreed to do this with the Democrats. And, you know, the whole point of Kevin McCarthy and the rest of them, like Nancy Pelosi, they would push a bill through without giving Congress an opportunity to read the bill. Personally, I don't even think 72 hours is long enough. Not if you're actually doing the job of your constituents. I would say 72 hours is not long enough, but it is what it is. And because Mike Johnson has sided with the Democrats on pushing this bill through, Republicans have been coming out, speaking out against it. It's almost like they're all unified against it. Now, I haven't heard all of the Republicans coming out because there's a lot of weak in the knee, no backbone, spineless Republicans that won't say anything about this tyrannical spending bill that Mike Johnson decided to say, okay, yeah, we're going to push it through. We're going to bring it up. And the only reason why, listen to me, the only reason why you have Republicans that won't say anything about this demonic spending bill because no Republicans contributed to it. Yes, you heard me correctly. This is Congress where they're all supposed to get together and they're all supposed to come and add to the bill. But that didn't happen in this case. It was just the Democrats. So, you know, everything about this bill is about wokeism. And Mike Johnson calling himself a Christian. He calls himself a Christian. I'm highly ticked off about him. I'm highly ticked off because I was happy to see him go into that position because he was a Christian. He lied to all of us. He absolutely lied. He absolutely lied. Now, when he first did it, I would say, okay, I like what he's saying. Okay, let's go. Let's go. But he's completely flipped the script. And I'm going to show you his response when he's asked about the 72 hours. And there's a reason why they want 72 hours. So they can at least skim through the daggum thing and get details and present the reason why we should pass it or why we shouldn't pass it. Well, listen to this one with Jesse Waters. And he lays out a lot of the stuff that's in this bill. Now, look, if you want to give me a call, the phone line is open. 319-527-3453. Give me a call. Call me early because a lot of times, for some reason, I'm not sure why, but a lot of people start calling in right at the last minute of the show. So go ahead and call in now. I don't bite too hard. So give me a call. Give me a call. And if you disagree with me and you think that this bill should go through with all of the wokeism in it, by all means, give me a call. And tell me why we should push it through or why Congress should push it through. But anyways, listen to Jesse Waters as he's describing a lot of the information that they've just skimmed through just briefly out of the 1,000-plus pages of this bill.
There's an old saying, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Well, this morning at 2:23, Congress released a monster 1,012-page bill with a $1 trillion price tag. They're rushing to pass the bill before you have a chance to read it. Why? Well, because it's full of pork. And we've been digging through it. And here's what you're paying for. Liz Warren is spending $850,000 on a gay senior citizen home in Boston. Florida has the villages. Massachusetts has the village people. We're spending $15 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuition. Egyptian tuition, not Egyptians who live in America. Egyptians in Egypt, Egyptian tuition. So we pay for illegals to go to college here, and now we're paying for the tuition before I guess they even cross the border. Speaking of Egypt, Gold Bar Bob's sending $400,000 to a gay activist group that teaches elementary school kids about being trans. Not enough to keep you out of jail, Gold Bar. Sorry. Another $400,000 goes to a group that gives clothes to teens that help them hide their gender like chest binders and tuckums. Parental permission not required. Even Dianne Feinstein, who unfortunately passed away long before the bill was written, has an earmark from the grave. $500,000 for a DEI zoo. The San Diego Zoo's getting $500,000 for an anti-racist nature appreciation program where high school kids from diverse backgrounds can observe wildlife. Why do they need $500,000 to go to the zoo? Tickets are like 15 bucks. That should be enough for every congressman, especially the Republicans, to vote no. But this massive bill will probably be on Biden's desk this weekend, and he'll just sign your money away. Poof.
And it's gone. Poof. And it's gone. You see all of that in there? Now, why would Mike Johnson sign off on that? Mike Johnson, there was a video where they asked Mike Johnson about how he likes to operate. And I don't remember exactly how he said it. But they asked, how do you like to operate? And he says, well, what does the Bible say? This is his response. I like to rule or operate based on what the Bible says. What does that say about a person that you say that they adhere and they rule and they make their decisions based on what the Bible says? But then he turns around and he supports this crap. This where they're targeting children with their sexual perversion. Where they wanting to have like a bathhouse, and I'm calling it a bathhouse, but a retirement gay home. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It's basically a bathhouse for these people that want to live these sinful homosexual lifestyles. They probably have gay bashes and gay orgies in this bathhouse that they're calling a retirement home. And they're wanting the federal government to fund it. It makes me think about Rome all over again. It's like the Roman Empire. Did you know the Roman Empire, they were running rampant with the homosexuality? I mean, it was all a part of their society, kind of like it is today. It's the most disgusting thing that Mike Johnson would support this ominous bill. What in the world was going through his mind? Did they make him some promises? You know what it is? This is the reason why I'm calling this show a double-edged sword for the Republicans. Is because the Republicans are going to stand up against this and say, don't vote for this. Let's say all the Republicans, they come together and they don't vote for this. The country shuts down. Is there anybody watching right now that would be upset with the country shutting down until they can get it fixed? There's a great deal of people saying, you know what? We'll fight through it. Shut it down to prevent this perversion from taking place, right? There's a lot of people that would agree to that, me included. But then if they shut it down, the Democrats will take it and say, oh, look, the Republicans did this to you. And the Democrats, they will do more damage with the Republicans allowing it to shut down. They will allow it to shut down. More immigrants will come into the country. They said, well, you shut the government down. We couldn't stop them. You understand what I'm saying? You have to think about the long game when it comes to these conniving Democrats. They're thinking about every scenario. So if they shut the government down, we can blame them for any terrorists that come into the country. Now, the terrorists have probably already been in here for 6 months, but they'll blame them for it. And if they do pass it and they get all this wokeism in there, the Democrats still win. It is a win-win for the Democrats. I say still, let them win by us shutting it down then. Let them go out there and constantly complain to everyone saying that the Republicans shut it down. Let them win that way. Because all they're going to do is mouth it off at that point. And for the most part, there's majority of the people in this country are not buying it any longer. Let me share this one for you from them being on the floor of Congress talking about this ominous bill. Check it out.
So the gentlelady from Connecticut said that in this bill, they were able to successfully reject Republicans' requests for spending reductions and rejected Republicans' requests for riders. And yet somehow the Republicans are going to vote for that? That's outrageous. She's right, though. She got the spending. She killed the writers. And when I hear that a vote for this is a vote for China, a vote against this is a vote for China, what you're really saying is a vote for this is a vote for Chinese terrorism, because we've had over 30,000 illegal aliens from China come across the border with this border policy. What you're going to get is you're voting actually to speed up the process of redistribution of illegal aliens who come in, because that's what the funding is going to go for. You're talking about beds. Those beds are going to go empty. Why? Because you're going to ship these people out as soon as they get here. That's what's happening within 24 hours. So the crimes, the fentanyl death, the terrorist initiatives that are coming our way, you vote for this, you're funding it, you own it, you'll bet.
You Isn't that own disgusting?
It really is.
It's so disgusting. I mean, as soon as I saw this, I was like, you know what?
I'm sitting there looking at my monitor here. I'm just sitting there watching and just, and like, I'm just thinking in my mind, like, this is so crazy. This is so crazy that this is happening. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's repulsive. They shouldn't be on the floor talking about this type of nonsense. Let me ask you this. What does the whole sodomy have to do with keeping the government open? That's what I really want to know. I don't understand it. What does teaching children how to be gay, teaching children how to become trans, have to do with keeping the government open? Explain that one to me. But yet, this is what this bill is about. Not only that, but it is in there. And Mike Johnson calling himself a Christian is highly disturbing to me. I've told people before, they have an agenda to change what it is to be a Christian. All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to go to your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end.